guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with the Oddvice girlies.
Oh, wait, so cool to like be addressed as that. Yeah. That's so cool.
Kristen and Alex, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Wait, do you not like go on people's podcasts together? Very often.
We've never been on one. Or no, we went on one.
And it was like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
This is our first one.
Like, in person.
They're the Oddvice girlies. Wow. I love it.
Do you guys
have like a fandom name?
Audience.
That is right. Audience. I don't really have one. I know. I don't know, guys. Comment below.
The Taylor Kings.
The Queens.
Taylor Queens.
The Queens.
I almost said Taylor Gang, but already taken up.
I know. You can't do that.
It's so funny. Anyway, thanks for so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I love y'all.
I'm pumped.
Okay, so you guys, this is called Making Moves, this podcast, and y'all are about to make like a big ass move. So I thought we should talk about it. Where are you going to and what are we doing and why?
So New York, baby. I've been in LA for 7 years.
I've been here for 3.5 now.
And we're over it.
And you're from the Bay Area, both of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born and raised.
And can you explain your friendship a little bit for people that don't know?
We met in fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
I remember seeing her. Yeah, I remember seeing her walk around, and I was new to the town.
You're like, I saw her from a classroom.
No, and I was like walking around by myself. It was my first day. And I looked at her and Leanna. You met Leanna.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know Leanna was in your class,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've all of us. This big. I've known Leanna since third grade.
All of us.
Babies.
I saw them walking around and I was like, okay, I want a friend like that one day.
Cute.
And I like walked up to them. I think it was like a week in. I was like, all right, I need to start making friends. And I just walked up to them.
I wish I remembered
it. The rest is history.
The rest is history.
I like remember what you were wearing. I remember you had like a Hollister tank and like Hollister shorts.
Cool.
Oh yeah, she's a cool girl. Yeah.
She had gushers at lunch.
Oh my God. I don't remember that. I really wish I did. But yeah, we met and we've been inseparable ever since.
And then you moved here first.
I moved here in 2015 and then 2018?
Yeah.
She moved here.
2018, I moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've wanted to leave LA for a minute, but then the panorama hit.
Demi Lovato does that to us.
I'm done. And obviously just kind of stayed. And then last October, I took a solo trip to New York. I was there for like a week. Do it.
Okay.
It'll change your life. Just trust me.
She came back and she was like,
I came back.
I want to go. Let's go.
And I was like,
nothing's keeping me here.
Right. I was like, I have to go there. Like, please, like talking to her and Leanna, I'm like, please, both of you come. Like, I'd love that. Leanna just moved here, like,
2020.
Top of the pandemic.
Recently,
literally
right?
2 months before the pandemic hit.
So she hasn't, like, experienced it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I'm envious of y'all's friendship. Aww. Like, because I'm still close with my hometown friends, but like, I'm like, freaking move here.
Right.
It's just not their vibe.
I feel it.
And like, the Bay is so much closer to here.
It's not a trek.
It was an easy jump.
It took her
a few years to get me to come down.
She constantly
would be like, can you please move here? Can you please move here? I wasn't ready yet. I was still going through school and all of that. It definitely took me a long time to come down here, but
it's hard having your core group and them not being here. I mean, you're feeling it right now. The years that her and Leanna weren't here, I loved it, but part of me was really missing, and it sounds so corny, but I didn't realize until y'all got here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, like I have me.
People. Yeah.
The other half of me is here.
You know what's the craziest thing? One time I was talking to this guy and he was like, it's really important to me as one of my hometown friends. I was like, do you think that you know the person you're going to marry like already? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think you know them? Just like, you know, you've met them before, right? And he was like, I really hope so, because I want the person that I'm going to marry to have known me like when I was younger.
Right.
And I was like, I've never thought of it like that.
I love that.
And there is something so special about someone, like whether it's a family friend, a neighbor, or whoever, that's seen you grown up and been like, that girl hasn't changed at all.
Yeah,
or like, we knew you were going to, I don't know, it's just
like seeing all the
comforting and cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting. But that's so awesome that you guys have that, because I definitely feel disconnect with my friends back home, because like it's hard to explain, like my even like our Super Bowl weekend, like how do I explain that to my hometown friends? They're like, I don't care.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
that's exactly it. LA's a bubble.
It is.
So if you're not here, it's hard to relate, which can be isolating in itself if you're here. Like, it's, it looks cool on the outside, but it's very fucking cold and isolating. And it's just nice to have, like, real friends here.
Totally. Yeah. And sometimes the crazy little, like, LA things we go through, when you're sad or you're upset, those feelings are valid, but it is ridiculous to some of my normal friends. They're like, why are you complaining about this? Right. Which I know and I'm very aware of.
Yeah.
But it's so cool because now I'm sure you understand the life more.
Oh, yeah.
Living here.
Even more. Even more so.
And, like, even working for Alicia, I've learned so much from, like, I'm like, oh, I understand, like, getting glam or, like, random stuff like that is, like, a convenience thing. It's not like, oh, you're just bougie and, like, you think you're better than everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Because I understand why people are like, why do you need to get your hair and makeup done or whatever?
It's, but so she's like, it's convenient. Focus on other things. Isn't while someone's beating my face and it's done in a quick manner and I know it's going to look good.
Totally.
Like, I get it.
Is there anything that either of you understand more now that you've lived in LA for quite a while that you used to judge?
I mean, the amount, like, seeing her in the industry, just the amount of work that she does, her day to day. I mean, from the outside, it's easy to assume, like, oh, you just post a picture on social media. But, like, all of the shit that she has to do to go, like, communicating with the brand.
Calls.
Literally every single detail. It's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. This takes up all of you. I mean, I work a 9-to-5, and she also works a 9-to-5. Like, her job is so morning to night. You could even argue she works longer hours than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't see the amount of work that goes into something like that when you're just the consumer. So, like, seeing the back end of it is so, I mean, it's eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kristen? Is there anything, like, silly that you're like, oh, I used to judge other people or celebrities or influencers for doing this, and now I'm like, I kind of get it?
Kind of the opposite. I feel like growing up, like, the second the commercials came on about the Kids' Choice Awards or, like, any award show, I was like, Mom, record it, put on the DVR. Like, yeah, we gotta watch this. It's so cool. Blah blah blah. But, like, behind the scenes, those things aren't as
glamorous
as they look on TV. They are made for TV.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you've been to an award show. The commercial breaks in between where everybody's running to the bathroom and you have to come back, or you get your seat is not filled. And if your seat's not filled by the commercial ending, they literally put somebody in your seat to fill your seat. Like,
that's crazy.
It's just, I guess, the realness behind, I put this in quotes, showbiz is really been cool to see, like, through my job's eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much in just life is a facade.
Oh, baby.
Everything in Hollywood, even when it comes down to just, like, the Botox, the filler, the facials that people get. And it's, like, a part of their job, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The appearance. The way appearance is part of people's jobs now is, like, really cool. But then I'm like, where is this going to lead on, like, a human level? But that's a whole other podcast.
And appointments. Like, I used to be like, oh, my God, why does Alicia have so many appointments?
Right.
And now I'm like, I get it.
You're like, I have so many.
I know. And, like, it's crazy. And it's like, even the luxury of me being so excited to get my nails done. And now I'm like, oh, I have to. I'm like, what am I even saying right now?
Right.
Like, that's so embarrassing that I'm like, I'm like, who do I think I am? Being like, oh, I have to get my nails done.
Do you find yourself checking yourself like, whoa,
all
be grateful? Like, oh, I every day I'm like, look what you're stressed out about.
Mm-hmm.
Even today when I called you about, I was like, I'm running around looking for a dress.
Yeah.
Ooh, boo, like for an award. Like, it's, you're fine.
Exactly.
But things like that, I feel like I'm constantly checking myself, like, shut up.
It's you're so funny. Fine. But it's like, you get it once you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want to be the fool. Do you still keep up with more Hometown Friends, or are you guys your trio?
Yeah.
For the most part, we have,
there's like a fourth of us. She's still up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's us four, like, forever.
All the time.
But yeah, we have a whole crowd up north that we still keep in touch, keep in touch with. Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone that, I feel like a lot of people, it's like a thing, they'll be like, oh, I'm not close to anyone from home or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess it is like, I mean, me moving away, I've learned so much about how hard it is to maintain a friendship. And so what advice would you give to someone that, like, struggles with, I guess, like, doing the reaching out or, like, putting in effort? Because I feel like it does take time and effort to maintain a relationship like that.
I mean, that's exactly it. You just kind of, like, gotta do it.
Consistency. We had like a good 2 years where we didn't talk.
What?
Yeah. Not for any like reason. Oh, okay. It was just like I had just moved. Yeah. She got in a relationship. Like
life. We just weren't like on separate paths for like a really long time.
Yeah.
But she and I'm bad at that. I'm the one who like if you're out of sight, you're out of mind, and like
really?
I don't reach out. It's really bad, and it's something I've been working on. But she reached out to me and was consistent every day. You were on your drive to work every day, right? Mm-hmm. You would FaceTime me.
Yeah.
That's the best in the drive. Yes. The drive in LA. That's the one I always talk to my friends.
That's why I kind of like traffic. I get so many calls done.
Yes.
I get so much done. Same. It's great.
And I catch up with my family. Exactly. Then too. Anyway, yes. Continue.
No, yeah.
I call the shit out of her.
Yeah. Like, consistency.
Yeah.
That's the one big thing that like really got us back.
Yeah. Okay. Together. Wait, question for you though. When you say out of sight, out of mind, is it because I feel like there's a lot of people like you and then people like us who reach out mm-hmm. get annoyed because I'm like, why am I like, the only one reaching out?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it just because you don't think to call or you're like, you know what I mean? Like what I want to get in your head.
It's literally just like I think about it. I mean, she's one of my best friends and I think about her every day. And I did back when we weren't talking, but it was just like. I don't know. It's just one of those things where you see a text come through and you just don't respond and you're like, oh, I'll get to it later.
Got it.
You just never respond. It's just like this weird anxiety social thing that I have.
Okay. No, I feel like a lot of people do that.
Yeah. And like I leave shit unread all the time. I'll get back to you later. Like I have to set aside time to go through like DMs of even like close friends and respond. And I very rarely do it right then and there. I'm not a texter. It's a task for me to like to talk to people.
That makes sense.
I feel like just people like us, like on the other side of it, just don't take it personally when friends aren't reaching out.
Like it's not always about you.
It's not them. Always because you did something.
Very rarely about you.
Right. Yeah. And I find regardless of where you are on the communication scale. We can all agree as you get older, it's just harder.
It is.
I mean, you have your job, you might have a spouse or like a partner, whatever, like things just kind of get in the way, but it's really just making the time for it. If you want it, you'll make the time for it. That's
absolutely.
What I always kind of live by. I mean, it hurts. It was like a really hard 2 years, but I didn't stop trying because I'm like, it's my best friend.
Yeah, and you're like, you know her. You're like, I know this
exactly.
isn't.
Exactly. Right. I knew like, it wasn't like, fuck you.
And like when she called, I would answer. It wasn't like I was ignoring her. I would just like decline her ass every time she would call. It was just like the thought of keeping in touch and like me having to, I don't know. Like I said, it's just a task.
Yeah.
Got it. So you're going to be the one that'll be FaceTiming Liana for Alex.
For sure. We'll probably do like big group FaceTimes, all of that. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
And I heard in your latest episode, you guys did find a place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we found a place. It's
in New
perfect.
York.
Yes, yep. In New York. We're like, we just got so much paperwork, by the way. Like, New York.
Fees.
The apartment hunt there is so different.
It's like a house. Really?
Oh,
wait, why?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, broker fees are like 5% of your annual.
What does that mean, even? I'm like.
It's a percentage of how much your rent is for the year. And you just lose it. You just have to pay it, and you just
and it goes to the person who's like listing it.
The broker,
The broker. It's like a real estate agent.
Oh,
I think our understanding.
I think they like turned the apartment industry into housing industry, like
because there's not a lot of homes in the city.
Oh.
Like that's their real estate. There is just apartment.
That's right. Interesting.
And the place we found is technically a condo. It looks like an apartment, but it's like, I guess it's listed as a condo. So that might also be why this process is fucking crazy. But we just sent in our last thing we needed. But now we have to wait 7 to 10 days to see if we get approved or not.
So there's like a shot. If we don't get approved, we're like,
where the fork are you going to go?
I don't know.
Okay. Love that.
And we have to be out of our apartment on May 31st.
Okay. So question, are you getting rid of all of your furniture or are you shipping it?
We're shipping it.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of my bed. I'm going to get a new bed. Because right now I have a Cali King. That's going to fit in New York.
Yeah. Wow, that's huge.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
It's great. I have a 300-pound mirror. I have the...
Is that the Anthropology
one?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Live.
And I have a feeling it's going to break on the move.
Don't say that.
No.
I don't know. I'm really scared.
No, it's fine.
It's really fragile.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I don't know.
I feel like, think about all the Insta baddies that have moved with that mirror.
You're right.
True.
Right?
Oh my God, I'm literally fine.
Yeah. If anyone can move across the country without me, it's an Insta baddie.
I did.
That's right?
So good.
So what are you most excited for with your move?
Ooh, new people.
Oh yeah, new people. I'm just excited to, I was talking to a friend about this the other day. He was like, are you going to like go to coffee shops and like scout new friends? And I was like, it's weird to put it like that, but I kind of picture that, like going out restaurants. Mm-hmm. I want to like really branch out and meet new people, like the old fashioned way.
Right.
I feel that. You know? I've been like that with dating lately. I'm like, I've been zero interest in the apps. Like I like
100%.
Meeting guys out.
I try, but the apps, I can't connect.
It's an ego boost.
I can't. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's an ego boost.
Something about that you can never get from an app that I value so much is just like, you know, when you're just like picking up on each other's mm-hmm. chemistry or like finishing
energy.
Each other's sentences,
right.
Like things like that, that even you get with a normal like friend or like an acquaintance, like the connection is so like missing.
And I've like found that I've connected with people in person that if I've seen their dating app, I probably wouldn't have liked them.
So true.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I'm like standing there and I'm like, oh, I vibe with you. The guys that I like on apps, I probably wouldn't vibe with. It's just like, it's literally just like looks and personality. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so hard to convey your energy and like what kind of person you are on an app. And it's just,
that's why I think of it as like an interview versus like seeing someone's resume.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see the resume, it can like be perfect on paper and then they're a weirdo in person.
Right.
And like that's how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've gone on dates where the guy's like, his profile is like so perfect. And I like show my friends, they're like, oh my God, like live, love, love. And then I go and then he's so like dry or like
boring.
Yeah. Or weird.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like it's all about reading how much effort they put into their profile. It's the subliminal things you got to pick up on. Like, are they putting so much effort into it? Because could that be overcompensating for something?
Probably true.
Or if it's like super effortless, you can assume they're a lighthearted, like yeah. good sense of humor. Like try and look for like the subliminal, why can't I say that word?
Yep.
Things in profiles. I feel like that shows so much more than
that
any like prompt would show you.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys use, I know you kind of have men sort of kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are you completely off the apps?
Oh, I haven't touched an app in so long. But even yeah. before that, like, you were like, I'm just not. I even tried Raya.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's cool.
It's fun to swipe, but like, you
and,
don't
like,
talk.
See who
no.
you see.
Yeah.
Right.
And I immediately get the ick. Like, I will like someone so much when I see their profile and I like them. The second that they like accept me and say, even if it's just like a hey, I'm like, ugh, there's no shot I'm going to respond to
you're
you.
Like, blah.
Like, get away.
Get yeah. away.
Okay. So, question for y'all. When you move to New York, or you are moving, so what advice would you give to anyone that's still in LA? Like, what would you be like, live this up, do this more, ooh, take advantage of this? Okay. Because I'm like, I don't plan on moving anytime soon, but you never know. So what advice would you give to someone?
LA is a great place to just hustle.
Okay.
It's, I mean, the energy here is selfish in the sense of people are just focused on themselves, and selfish isn't always a bad word. It's, you know, it's not yeah. necessarily like you're a bad person if you're selfish. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody here, relatively young, just working on their business, their career, whatever they're doing, and that's just a good energy to be around.
You have a game plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. I felt like, on a positive note, that's definitely something really great I got from mm-hmm. living in LA these past few years, is just that momentum from the people around me.
Mm.
And the food's really good. The weather's amazing. I mean, LA's great. It's just, I'll never harp it. I won't.
Uh-huh.
I'm just done with it. It's yeah. just not for me anymore, but it's a great place for any career.
Why do you feel like it's not for you anymore?
I feel so comfortable. And
oh.
I feel personally, for like my path, I feel I'm too young to be this comfortable. I
whoa.
Can drive everywhere with my eyes closed. I know how to get everywhere without a mat. Like, I know this place like the back of my hand,
uh-huh.
which is great and like comforting, but I'm not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for like, I'm just ready for something new.
That's
especially
really
being locked in the past few years. Like, now I'm like, get me out. I want to just like rebirth myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the feeling of being uncomfortable?
Love it. Thrive
oh, okay.
in it.
That's probably why you moved here in the first place. I feel like
it is.
Yeah.
Completely. I love being uncomfortable. And sometimes I'm like, is that like an avoidance thing?
Ooh.
You know? Like, sometimes I'm like, do I like being so uncomfortable because I don't want to commit to anything?
Oh.
Sometimes,
or what if it distracts you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Very like, well could.
Being so uncomfortable, I like being distracted too, because then I don't have time to sit and think about the things I like actually need to think about or
right.
deal with. Like, the thought of me having a day off to be alone by myself in my apartment like kind of stresses me out, which
oh
is bad.
God.
I know.
I'm not to that level.
I know.
I love a good day alone
okay.
in my room. Like,
yeah, it's definitely
with my
something
dog.
I'm working on.
Oh, you got to. I mean, we all know about burnout.
I know.
Everybody approaches burnout differently, and some people don't ever even feel it, but I know when it's creeping up, so I feel like, especially in our industry, I've learned so quickly to catch the signs before it's too late.
That's good.
And hit
yeah.
my, like, 30-day burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so taking that time for yourself is important.
I know. I need to get better at that.
Yeah.
Alex, what about you? Do you have anything in L.A. you're like, live this up, like, go to this club more?
I would say
eat Erewhon more. Like,
oh, yeah. I literally just went before this.
Or on Bluestone Lane.
Oh,
Bluestone
Lane is so good.
So good. Their breakfast burrito.
Yes.
Out of this world.
You guys put me onto that.
It's
I, like, order all the time now. I'm like,
it's so,
so
good.
Good. I would say explore, like, different scenes of L.A.
Okay.
When I moved here, I have a coworker, and she would go to like those underground downtown LA warehouse parties where there's like, it's like super funky.
Those are crazy.
Every weekend. And I just like never got to explore that, especially because of the pandemic. But explore the like different, there's definitely like different scenes in LA that you can kind of like dig into.
Even the neighborhoods are so different.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, go do your beach vibe in Malibu. Go
right.
do like your Echo Park shit. Kind of explore all of it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to offer down here, but sometimes you get stuck in like your scene.
Yep.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Is there anything like stupid, like I said, the Erewhon or like Go to Hide? Like, is there anything like stupid like that? You're like, oh, I'm going to miss this so much.
On the Rocks.
Ooh, yeah. On the Rocks. On the
you
rocks.
Know what's crazy? I still have not been there.
Shut.
I know. I know. Everyone's like, you would love it.
You would love it.
It's the for best. Sure a fire hazard.
Oh, absolutely. Does not pass fire code at all.
No.
Not at all. But it's like the perfect place. Once the bar where you're at has died down, to go there around like midnight.
You end up there.
Okay.
Oh, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Just go.
Okay. It doesn't it kind of give frat energy a little? Like with the crowded, like sweaty vibe?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd-wise, yes. But it's very like speakeasy, if anything. It's dim lighting. It's all wood. It's like candle lit. It's not like classy or anything. Don't get me wrong.
The bouncer at the door, classy. Bring him Skittles and a 7-Up and he'll let you in.
Wait, yep. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love this tip.
It's great.
Yep. Okay.
It's
is there anything else like that?
You're going to wait a long time to go in the bathroom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a secret back room. Yep.
Upstairs behind a bookcase.
Yeah.
That's like, key.
I don't know if you could just like walk up and go.
No. Okay. It's usually locked. It's usually locked. But there's one time that we went back there.
There's a lot of just like cool little things in it.
Okay.
It's just great music always. And it's always a live DJ, which is
And it's always so loud. Like expect your eardrums to be bumping the next day.
I feel like every time I see people's stories from there, it's like banging like in the phone.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Is there anything you're looking forward to in New York that's like you're excited to go out in the clubs, you're excited to try this type of restaurant?
The nightlife for sure. We went for my birthday.
We got a taste of it.
Yeah, just like a month ago.
And you guys are crazy.
We ended up in a strip club.
Oh yeah, we ended up in a strip club.
Love.
We got home at like 5 a.m. like we Diner. Can go hard, but New York took it out of us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I just came back to life. Like,
we're going to have to adjust
sure. The thing is, everything there is so much later.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes to like 4.
It's
and
crazy.
You, when you have dinner plans, you don't go to dinner until like 10.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Whereas now I'm
such
like
a grandma.
I'm a 6:30 dinner girl.
I'm in bed by 10.
Right. I'm not, but like.
LA is like the early morning riser.
Yes.
New York, you like sleep until 1.
Yeah. LA is like big brunch vibes.
Totally.
Yes.
New York is nightlife.
Walk, hike, that energy.
Right.
That is so funny. I feel like you guys are so fun.
Oh,
I
thanks.
Forking love
Thank
going
you.
Out with you guys. And I feel like it's because you guys are just down bitches. Like wherever it could be that we've been in situations where the what was presented to us was not that fun and we made it fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So always. I guess like what's your mentality with that? Because I feel like so many people, especially in our world, are like, this isn't fun, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I feel like when we have to muster ourselves like up to go out, we very rarely say no to things because we're out. We got ready. We're going to have a good time.
You're like, why the heck not?
Yes. Yeah. So we have to be yes men right now. And we have to say yes to everything that comes our way and just like make the best of it. Mm-hmm. We very rarely go out and are like,
this is bunk. Let's go home.
We don't want to do that. Let's go home. We just like make the best of it.
Yeah. I think for us, a big thing is like chasing music. We're always like, hey, we just got to go somewhere
where
there's good music.
Yep.
Dancing. You guys are fun to dance with.
Oh, my God.
You.
It's our favorite thing.
Yep.
Like, I'll take good music over alcohol any night. If you just put a speaker in front of my face, I'm there till 5 a.m. just shaking some ass.
And I will be I'll be in the DJ's face. Can you play this? Can you play this?
We're those girls. For sure.
I know. I remember when because I feel like I knew at least Kristen a little before. But then Super Bowl weekend, I really got to know both of y'all.
Yeah.
And that was such a crazy weekend.
That was
crazy.
That was that 4 days straight, right?
It literally felt like a festival.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was like the first taste of festival before festivals came back.
It was like so, it made LA fun again.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then when we went to Vegas, we like ended up at the, I'm like, what even happened that night? We tried to get a table.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
And the promoter.
Omnia.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't it
Omnia? Who was that? Zed?
Cascade. Yeah, and then we ended up in a party bus instead of an Uber.
Yes. That's
so
the thing.
Fun.
Second you put alcohol in my system, convenience is key. I will spend all my money just to have a more convenient Uber ride. I'm always like, fuck it, it's fine. Like, we literally, the full story is we were trying to go from Omnia back to our hotel, and Uber was taking forever, like taxis were too expensive.
Or if there's a big line for the taxis and we were like, we don't want to wait.
Yes,
this.
That was it. That was it. See, I was a little hammered. Yeah. And we saw this big
bus.
We're like, we want that. Like, how much? He goes, 150. I go, 100. He's like, fine. Just you guys. I was like,
it was like 5 minutes. A 5 minute drive.
If that.
We literally like bumped the music.
Oh my God.
So fun.
It's the best. Though.
And then we ended up at Zed, which he for like literally his last 10 minutes.
Clarity.
If that.
Yeah. Clarity.
Yeah. But it was a vibe.
What an interesting, unique night. But that's what's so fun with going out with you guys is I feel like no matter what we do or where we, because sometimes I stress out, like, are they having fun? Like, I'm around people, I'm like, crap, like, I need to make sure we have a good time. Like, it's a luxury experience because LA people scare me sometimes.
Yeah.
I know. We both get like that too.
I get that. I call it anxiety. My host anxiety.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, even when people come to my house, even when she like comes to my parents' house, I'm like, does she need anything? Is she okay? Is she having fun right now? Like, it's
like
literally every question runs through your head. So I get you, especially on a night out too. And you like, it is important to be having fun and like impress.
Totally.
I get you.
Going back to like the concept of this show, which is making moves, when you, I guess both of you have moved now to a big city and now you're going to a bigger city. Mm. What advice would you give to someone that is kind of like they're in their small town, suburban like home,
right,
and they have a desire to move somewhere, but they feel like they don't have the connections, they don't have the money, they don't have the resources. Like, what advice would you give to someone? Would you say just rip off the Band-Aid and do it? Or
you said it.
Really?
That's the only.
Why do you think it's worth it?
Oh, I mean, anybody can relate. No matter where you're from, the world is so much bigger than your hometown. Mm-hmm. It's almost to a degree kind of what I was saying about the comfort zone. I'm really comfortable right now. You know, whoever's listening, like, you're really comfortable in your hometown. But do you want to be comfortable right now? If you do, by all means. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you have this desire, this itch, but something is scaring you, you just got to rip it off. Mm-hmm. And I did it. The first place I moved was actually San Francisco. So I grew up in the East Bay. So I just 30 minutes into the city, which is completely different than the East Bay, mind you, if you're from the area.
It's
you know.
Still a big jump. Move to a city versus like outside the city. Mm-hmm.
But I made it happen. I didn't have any money. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I shared a room with somebody, but it was just a way to do it.
Mm.
I feel like that, for my personality at least, that's the only way I'll do shit is like, if I wait to have the perfect setup scenario to do something, I'll wait forever. Because when is it ever going to be perfect?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's never going to be a good time.
You just got to do it.
And I think your environment really motivates you. Once you get out of your hometown and you're in, like, you do whatever you can. Like Kristen said, she had a roommate in a room. You do whatever you can to get yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're surrounded by people who are where you want to be, it really like kicks you in the ass to go do it.
Totally.
You know?
What do you feel like are life lessons you've acquired from moving that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten had you not moved out of your hometown?
Budgeting.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big thing.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, you're forced to kind of learn budgeting right away. It's something at least I didn't grow up knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was never something my parents like really drilled into me, but you know, you got to kind of figure it out.
Isn't it crazy there aren't classes on like actual budgeting in school or like taxes?
It's crazy.
Unreal.
It's
so
accounting.
Stupid.
And sometimes I'm still like, this is basic adult knowledge and I don't know it. I'm like,
I swear they don't teach us though, so we have to hire it out.
Oh,
absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's all set up.
Anyway, continue.
I think another big thing too of just like living on your own is learning your routine and respecting your routine and really listening to when your body and your mind need to switch it up or just kind of what we're saying earlier, really respecting alone time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the independence package that we all want to achieve as young adults. It's like you got to just start to learn yourself so you know what you need. Mm-hmm. Like really put yourself first in that like independent time.
Yeah,
if that
and I
makes
think
sense.
Like forcing yourself to be alone in a new place, you really get to learn who you are.
Totally.
I didn't know who I was until I moved down here and I was 22, you know?
Yep.
Like you're in your hometown, you're surrounded by people that you grew up your whole life with and you have the same habits as them. You are a product of your environment, and you really don't know who you are until you're forced to be by yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much when you're growing up with your parents or family, you just do because that's what they do.
Yep. Yep.
And then once you're alone, you're like, whoa, I have the whole day to myself. What do I actually want to do?
Right.
Versus like, you just follow the parent, your parents' flow yep. of things. Mm-hmm. Even, isn't it so weird when you think about like, oh, well, I get this type of peanut butter because like my mom got that growing up.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wait, okay. I'm going to bring it back. What major were you at FITM?
Digital media and digital cinema.
Okay. I ask because I was merch marketing and there was a marketing class where they made that point where we literally had like a whole like block around the psychology of things you buy because your parents did. So I thought that's what you were pointing.
Shut up. Yeah. Maybe I did.
I don't know.
Honestly.
We probably took some of the same classes.
You were there before me, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
She went to FITM too.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
FITM girlies. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go for 2 years?
I went for 4.
Oh, shut up.
I got my bachelor's from there, too.
What was your major?
I was VCOM for my AA, and then I got my bachelor degree in design with a focus in graphic design.
Like fashion design?
No, graphic design.
Oh, graphic design.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We might have had an overlap then in teachers.
Oh, I was in SF.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I did the SF campus the first year, and mm-hmm. then I finished in LA.
Do you feel like you benefited from going to FITM?
Absolutely. Changed we talk about lives. It all the time. It changed our lives.
Shaped who we are as human beings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just an us thing or if you can relate.
I agree.
I mean, even on a professional level, my people skills, because I don't know about your guys' majors. I'm sure it was the same mm-hmm. for y'all. It was presentations every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were forced to get up and present mm-hmm. every single day, whatever it was. So that's helped with my speaking skills. Mm-hmm. With just making connections, keeping connections. There's still so many FITM people I talk to. And the teachers there are in the actual mm-hmm. industry. So you're getting like live curriculum and whatnot. So I love FITM.
I think that's my favorite thing about FITM. By the way, this is not sponsored by
no,
FITM.
I wish.
But
oh my
be.
God.
There are pros and cons, I would say.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. But one of the main pros about it for me, and I'm sure you guys can relate, and this goes on to the professors and teachers being in the actual industry,
right.
is I don't think there's any other school that I would have been more prepared for my current career
mm-hmm.
other than FITM, because they literally taught me every form of editing. Like, I know how to audio engineer shit. And oh like God. Never in a million years did I think I would need that for podcasting.
Right.
And now it's like, I mean, for so long I was editing my own stuff. I was audio mm-hmm. engineering, like, it's just crazy
yeah.
how much I learned when I didn't even think, like, the stuff that I use today, I never in a million years thought I would use practically.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's so
I don't
worth
know.
It.
I loved it. Or yeah. I'm so appreciative that I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's a big fear when you go to college, no matter your major, like, am I going to use this?
Mm-hmm. That's so
true. And
then
the people who make these career jumps, like myself,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, is this what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, I thought it would be more in, like, traditional space. I thought it was like, going to be, like, a producer for Warner
gotcha.
Brothers. So not really, okay. but kind of.
But you're still using your skills.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we've still all had the mentality of, like, am I wasting my
yes.
degree? And I don't think any degree is wasted,
mm-hmm.
ever. Like, knowledge is 100% power, and even though I'm not in something that is merch marketing, mm-hmm. I took so many classes that, like, shaped who I am today.
I
don't know. I feel like that's just a big thing that people, oh, my God, I don't want to regret this. I'm like, just do it.
It's knowledge.
It's
going to
get you
everything.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like no other college, though, the curriculum is not nearly as practical as FITM
no.
is. That's why I was attracted to it, mm-hmm. even compared to other fashion schools, because I visited FIT in Parsons.
Okay.
And mm. literally, like, my entire family went. We, like, toured. I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was – and I think my parents honestly kind of wanted me to go to New York because it's closer. And,
oh.
like, we had been several times. We had never been to L.A.
Mm.
Or I had never been to L.A. So I don't know. But something about FITM, the practicality of the actual, like, curriculum,
mm-hmm.
it just hit different
yep.
for me.
And this was the case for us, but were your classes, like, super small? I literally
yes.
had, like, 4 people in my
I
classes.
I loved it.
I mean, mine, some were bigger. Sometimes I would have like 30 kids. Sometimes it would be like 12.
Yeah. I know SF smaller, just right. a smaller campus.
But I will say I definitely got a lot of one-on-one time whenever yeah. I wanted.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's so rare for like a big university.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that is so true. Mm-hmm. The only thing I do not like is I'm such like a, I know I would have thrived at like a Big Ten school doing the like social scene.
Me too. Yes.
Yeah. We definitely say all the time we missed out on like, we would have loved to be in a sorority.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
I would have loved it. Like
tailgates and shit. I'm like
secretly
the
a sorority girl.
Games. Oh yeah.
For sure.
No, I would totally think you were if
I like, oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone thinks I am.
You just,
what yeah. is this? DG. Yeah. I know. I feel like, thankfully, because I grew up in a college town, I kind of got the experience. And then I was also dating a guy who was like in a frat. So I got to go to all his parties. And then my brother was in a frat. So I got the experience without having it. But I still secretly wish that I like,
for sure,
you know, it could be like Zeta or whatever.
Right.
We grew up pretty close to Berkeley. And Berkeley has frat row. I've been to a few of those frat parties during my college time. And I was like, damn.
Like, why am I not here?
This is so dope.
Wait, that's so interesting and funny that you guys say you would want to be a sorority, because I would think you guys are like the two girls that would be like, we don't need to be in a sorority.
I don't know.
You're like too cool for it.
I feel
but
like
you're also girls, girls.
Yeah.
Big girls, girl.
Yeah.
I definitely probably wouldn't be in like the really girly one that's like,
the ones that are like
on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Dress from Shein. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Alabama Rush is
probably
a whole other
not
scene.
I assume there's other ones, right?
Yeah.
There are other
I feel
genres?
Like it'd be something that I would like force myself to do freshman year to be more social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have this bad habit of especially with academics, like really just staying by myself. So it'd be something that would
be
like yeah, like out of my, yeah, she would force me to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like also though, it's, I know they get a bad rep, but it also is such, it's kind of like joining a sports team. Like you are thrown in with a bunch of different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I feel like the social aspect of it, like you wouldn't otherwise meet or probably hang out with these people. And it's like,
it's just another form of networking too.
It is. Yeah.
Like later in life.
It's crazy. Like my dad literally still goes back to every year. He has like a reunion with his fraternity brothers.
Love
and
that.
They, so like, sick.
That is cool.
It's very cool. And I'm sure on a resume, if you walk in and it says that you were part of this, you know, brotherhood or
it's
sisterhood, then it's like, oh, my family. And like,
we're job. Like, we're an alpha YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
The that would worst be the scariest sorority ever.
The scariest, but also some of the coolest bitches would be in that.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be very, like, hardworking sorority.
Oh, yeah. Like, no parties. We'd just be like, work, work.
Be like,
I'll run the parties.
Fake filmed parties.
Oh my God, it's literally that. Have you seen the TikToks of the girls like filming a party on YouTube on their like Snapchat to show that they're at a party?
Wait.
And like with like dance with music in the background and like lights, and she's just like
to like make it look like she's at a party on her story.
Wait. Is this someone that's trying to impress like a guy that they're at a party? Because I've seen those.
I probably.
Yeah.
So girls will be like Snapchatting a guy and then he's like, oh,
I'm
what
out.
Are you doing? And she's like, I'm, and she like fakes that she's out.
Yes.
But does someone do that for the YouTube channel?
Oh, no. I'm talking about just on TikTok.
Oh, they just do it for TikTok.
Yeah.
Got it. I was like, oh my God, there's YouTubers out here like hustling.
I mean, I've seen YouTube videos of people like faking vacations.
Yeah.
And like pranking their followers.
Oh, I've seen that too.
Yeah, I've seen a few people do that. Uh-huh. But like, it's so easy to do it. It's all the facade. Back to the start. It's all the facade.
That is crazy. That is so funny to think about, like, what sorority you would be in. That's, like, my favorite question. When I go home, I'm like, which one would I be in?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't even know the names. Kappa, Delta.
It's just Greek.
So funny.
Know.
Okay, let's play a quick little game
I love games.
It's called Money Moves.
Ooh.
And it's about money.
Oh, sick. Ooh. Oh, my God. Like, finances?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Okay. First question is... what is something that you think you don't, like, that's not a necessity, but you 100% think is worth spending money on? Like, you have no guilt spending money on, but you definitely don't need to.
Nails.
Okay.
But I'm going to argue that I do need them. I am a really bad, like, picker.
Me too.
This is, like, medical for me.
You're like, is there insurance?
Yeah, no, there should be.
Okay.
Nails.
First thing that came to mind is fabric softener. Because I, like, didn't use it growing up.
Yeah. No, I get you.
And, like, it's such a necessity in laundry. Okay. I didn't use it growing up. Like, we just used detergent and, like, bleach.
I don't know that we used it growing up either.
I don't know. So, like, a good fabric softener. Oh, or sheets. Like, quality sheets.
Okay.
You spend a third of your life in your bed. Quality sheets is worth it.
Interesting. Okay. Sheets.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
You're like,
Is there anything, like, random? Like, I feel like a lot of people are like, Postmates. Or, you know what I mean? Like, anything.
Convenient shit for you.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's, as of lately, it's nice Ubers.
Oh.
Because I'm an experienced spender.
Me
too. So I love going out.
Yes.
And I like to treat myself to a nice Uber. One, because I've had so many scary Uber experiences.
Oh, yeah.
That it literally calms my anxiety.
Oh, good.
Getting a nicer Uber.
Yep.
And I don't know. I feel like I can enjoy my time more. And I, like, can be... I get less car sick.
Yes, feel that.
So I can be on my phone and, like, kind of work.
Yep. Yeah. No, I hear
you. So I don't know. I think that's my toxic trait is getting the blacks.
Just convenience in general. I'll spend on, like Alex is saying, like, that's a big thing for me is if it's just going to make my day better, I will pay double for it.
Okay. So, like, food, like ordering food, stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, God, I Postmate everything. So I can't deny that that's something I feel is a necessity, Postmate everything.
That's great. What do you feel like has been your dumbest purchase or some of your dumbest purchases?
I'm a big clothes spender.
I'll buy great fashion sense.
Thank you. But, like, I'll spend $100 on a shirt that I've probably worn twice.
And really?
Yeah. Stupid purchases like that where I'm like, oh, I can make a cute outfit out of that one outfit. And then it just sits in my closet.
Are you an impulsive shopper?
No, that's the thing. I will sit on a purchase for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. But it's the, I'll make it worth it for the item. It's the price that I don't pay attention to. If I like something, I don't care the dollar amount, even if it's a stupid purchase, which most of the times they are.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you resell them on Poshmark or anything? Okay.
No.
Fun. It's okay. We all have our flaws. I'm like, I do the same sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know if I regret anything or like.
Really?
Any dumb purchases?
Wait, but you said you're an impulsive shopper. Is there anything?
But like my impulsiveness, I literally have it tattooed on my neck. I'm strategically impulsive.
Okay.
Like I'm impulsive on the outside. Sure. Like it looked like a rash decision on the outside, but I'm able to like really before that impulsive decision, whether it's a purchase or like.
You're still smart about it.
I really think about everything really quick. And I'm like. I feel like I know my decision-making process well enough to know if it's, like, actually stupid, and then I won't do it. So I don't know.
Is there anything you think that was a dumb purchase for her?
Come on. Roast me.
I don't know. I'm sure. There's been times where I'm like, fuck, really, Kristen? I don't know.
Or, like, a night out or a trip or anything like that.
So I'm like you though. I'm an experienced spender.
Yeah, and I am too. So like I'll justify any purchase.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Like
we're not good for each other in that sense.
We're like no, you deserve that. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't regret
that's
anything.
Okay. I don't really think I have anything crazy I regret either.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. I definitely am not an impulsive shopper.
Really?
I think about things. It took me years to buy like this bag that I wanted for
forever. Okay, respect.
So I don't know. I definitely have to think about things. What I do spend money on though is like I splurged on the Restoration Hardware cloud bed.
Oh. But that's an investment.
That's worth it. For some reason, yeah, I had zero guilt buying that.
No.
But like buying a bag, I have a lot of guilt. It's weird.
Because you can argue that you're going to use the furniture more than a bag.
Maybe I just feel that. I feel like the price of because it's furniture, maybe
right.
I
feel bigger
like
in
that
mass.
Makes more sense.
Right. Yeah.
Or that makes more sense to me that would be that price versus like a tiny little bag or like a tiny pair of shoes or whatever.
Right.
I guess I have one bag that I kind of regret now that you say bag.
Oh, really?
My YSL.
What is it?
I don't ever use it.
Really? Which one is it?
It's I don't know what it's called, but it's like their little square black one with like
top handle.
The top handle and then like a long like crossbody strap.
Okay.
It's like it's old. It's like
is
an
it
older.
Black?
Yeah.
And you don't use it?
I don't use it. I don't use purses. Literally, I put everything in my pockets. I'm like a man. No, I don't use purses.
That's,
My car keys are on the floor right next to me right now.
You do not use a purse, no, do you?
I feel like I had a big purse, like, phase for a sec, and then it's just, I clutter my purses really bad, and I just, like, don't like to do that, so.
Every time I borrow a purse, I'm like, can I borrow a purse? And I just, like, dump everything under bed. It's so much. Literally just, like, so much shit.
Just a CVS, like, in a bag. So much.
I love that. Okay, what do you feel like has been your smartest purchase?
Ooh, probably my financial person, like the rate I pay her every month.
Oh, okay. What is this, a financial planner, an accountant?
An accountant, I guess. She bookkeeps everything and, like, really lets me know how to prepare for future, you know, taxes and whatnot. And I feel like, how could I ever regret that? Especially what we're saying, like, we didn't grow up knowing this because it wasn't taught in school. So I think that has been really smart for me, and, like, I guess the investments I've made, like, stock wise I'm really proud of. Are those purchases though?
I think that's so you're basically delegating what you're bad at.
Yes,
which is smart.
I didn't look at it like
that. It's essentially what you're doing. You're like, I know nothing about this, and I'm bad at it, so I'm going to hire it out. That's what you should always hire out, is what you're bad at. Or what you don't want to do, which you probably don't want to do that either.
Not at all.
You're fully capable of.
Well, I tried. I tried for a few years. I was like, I can do this. I'm like, I'm not terrible at math. Like, I really wanted to understand finances, like, on especially on, like, an entertainment level, because the finances for our job is crazy. And I tried, and it just stressed me out. Like, money just stresses me out as is. So that's why I hired out.
It's smart. I feel like it's definitely crucial if you're a creator, because it's so, it ebbs and flows, and it's so confusing and hard to keep track of. So that's why it's, I feel like, important to hire that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what about smartest? You?
Smartest decision. I would say going back for my bachelor's.
There you go.
So
I love that.
We all kind of know when you go to FITM, you go for your AA. They had just started offering the bachelor degree. And I was done with my AA. I was in, like, this dead-end job, didn't even like what I was doing, had no idea where I was going. And then one of my teachers hit me up and was like, hey, we're offering this bachelor's now. I really want you to come back and do it. I think you'd be a good person for it. And I was like, okay. I, like, went in, did the interview or whatever. And it was, like, kind of on a whim. I just said, yeah, like, right there. And it really, like, completely changed my whole life. I wouldn't be here in LA without it. I wouldn't be at the job I'm at now. Like,
that's amazing.
It's really...
Isn't it crazy how one decision can change your entire life?
Everything.
And I think about often, if I didn't go back and get my bachelor's, I don't know what I would be doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Finn's going to love us after this.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what I would be doing.
Wow. I love those answers.
Thank you. Big investments.
I know. Yes. I was just thinking about what mine would be,
yeah,
which I think other people might think is a dumb purchase, but my apartment. It's so bloody expensive, and I think it's so forking worth it.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, but, like, your rent.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, I don't need to be paying that much.
I get it.
And I don't need that much room.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get it, but a lot of people also do, and I don't care because I think it's worth it.
I completely understand it. Like I was saying earlier, it's so important to love your space and your routine when you become an independent person. So the fact that you love your apartment so much and you can go home
and
recharge.
I'm obsessed with it, too. It's not even like, oh, I just feel at home. Like, I'm obsessed. Every day I'm like, this is so awesome.
Yeah. No, I always see your story.
Yeah,
I feel like, I live here.
Guys, holy shit. Every day.
No, that's very important.
And that's rare, too. Like, you hear about all the time people go home. Like, even our apartment, we're just over it.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that you're so in love with your place. Right. I want that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's, like,
worth it.
I think why I said it, too, is because it is... I do not need to be spending that much, but I justify it. I justify it because it, I guess, makes me so happy. I just think it's worth it.
Right.
And it's, like, weird how much it's, like, become a part of my, like, brand and
stuff. Right. I was just going to say, like, if you're creating content in your house, too. Like, as even a creator,
my couch, that's, my couch, yes, 100% worth, yeah, it.
That investment, yeah, that rent is like part of your set.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's weird. Okay, last thing. What are you guys doing to make moves right now? Other than like your obvious one, what do you feel like personally you're trying to do? Or I guess work-wise?
Honestly, with this move, I feel like work, I've like not even thought about it as much. But
please vlog literally everything. You're gonna make bands from this move. You need to vlog.
I know.
You need to be like, my new silverware holder. That's one vlog. The next vlog is like, oh my God, we got lost in TJ Maxx. The next vlog is, you need to drag that shit out.
Can you write me a content schedule?
Literally. Alicia and I love this shit.
Oh my God, please.
Be like, you have to watch Remy's for inspo. Remy's, okay, moving vlogs. They're iconic.
Just
be like,
drag it out.
Oh my God, drag that shit out. Be like, our dishes broke? Question mark. That's like one. We got in a fight. My new roommate? Question mark. Blur her
thumbnail. I'm just like,
blur her face and be like, new roommate.
Oh my God, I'm gonna do it.
And then like announce her as your roommate. Then you could be like, roommates go shopping.
That's
for
the
couch
thing.
Or whatever. Be like, should I get a new couch or ship my own other one? Like,
love this.
The mirror might break. I'm just worried.
Oh no, I'm actually so worried about that. I always think, and you hear this every fucking day, I'm like, is it interesting enough though?
Oh, yeah.
That is my biggest
People
thing with vlogging.
People die for a new chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely going to vlog the move. And like, I know I'm going to be really inspired once I get there. But even my day-to-day vlogging, I'm like, is this even interesting enough to put into a vlog?
I understand where you're coming from. But the thing is like, you're interesting no matter what you do. And people are interested in you.
Thank you.
So sweet. I think you just need to like, what vlogging, great vloggers are strategic about how they package it.
Right.
Because like, inevitably, anyone can be interesting. Sure. And also, if you're interested in something, you're interesting. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Like, if someone's watching me be passionate about an interest.
So, like, if I'm interested in this, my content's going to be interesting. Like, which I am. I love this Alani new drink.
Oh, it's so good.
So, yeah. It's, like, literally tastes like a Jolly Rancher. So, if I'm interested in it, inevitably, my content's going to be interesting because I'm interested in it. And people can feel that across camera.
You just changed my life.
I love this.
No, you literally, I'm walking out here a new woman. That completely flipped how I think about my content.
So if you're interested about for instance, the mirror, that could be a whole saga on your channel. Like,
right.
Oh my God, like, did the mirror make it? Like, crying. Oh my God. Like,
crying emoji.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're genuinely interested in that, or you're genuinely interested about the roaches in New York, whatever it is, like, people find it interesting because you're just excited about it or
I
whatever.
Love this.
I think, right?
No. Right? Right, guys?
Right? I don't know. But drag that shit out. Moving, people die.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What was the question? I'm sorry. I totally...
What are you doing to make moves right now?
Oh. I think my mindset is a big kind of new move I'm making.
Oh, love.
Just really being open to everything new. That sounds so vague, but it is harder than it sounds, especially being so comfortable these past 7 years.
Mm.
I really, really want to just like throw myself out there.
Love.
And even within my content, just try things, even though like it's not about how well it's gonna do. It's just like you said, if I'm interested in it, I gotta just do it. So,
and it's crazy how it's just like a
snowball.
Yeah,
right. Yep, for sure.
Anyway, what about you, Alex? Oh, yeah.
Making moves. I work for a fashion company, mm-hmm, and we've worked with a few really big names. We've done collabs with big names, but I have a few big collabs on my portfolio, and there's one big collab that's coming up, and I really want the project, so I'm like, I'm really finessing to get that.
Oh my God,
that.
We're manifesting this for you.
Yeah. We'll get it.
So that's a big move that I really want.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, I respect the hell out of you not sharing that, because I think a lot of people, it's cool to have some stuff private.
Yeah. It's a really big piece of me, and I want to keep it like me. You
and
know?
You're totally passionate about like fashion so much that's cool that's like, I don't know, your day to day.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having us.
We're
this is
angels.
So fun.
And where can everyone follow you and subscribe to Oddvice and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oddvice, Oddvice on YouTube or on Spotify, all your streaming platforms. We're about to start season 3 right when we land in New York. So it'll be a whole new season, whole new experiences.
Whole new set.
Whole new set, everything.
Whole new life.
Yeah, whole new life. And then my handle everywhere is just Kristen McAtee, spelled how you probably see it here. And
mine is Alex Coot.jpg.
Yes.
K-O-T. Such a good username.
Thank you.
It's so sick.
Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. Go to go subscribe and follow both of them. Watch their New York journey.
Oh, yes.
And make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.